You're listening to the Auctioneer Tech Auction Podcast for the week of 8 September 2008. Auctioneer Tech, technology, auctions, and auctioneers. Auction tech for the auction industry. Hello and welcome to the first episode of what I hope will be many podcasts covering technology, auctions, auctioneers, and the auction industry. My name is Aaron Traffis, and in this first episode, I'll talk a little about the plans for this podcast, its purpose, some of the challenges and how I will handle them, and end with a little bit about me. Since this first episode is really about setting the ground rules, I won't be offended if you want to skip ahead to the meat of episode 2, a primer on advertising for internet-only auctions. It is my goal to spend 5 or 10 minutes each week covering the top stories on auctioneertech.com. I'm going to do my best to try and relate what's happening today in the worlds of gadgets and software to the worlds of gavels and box lots. I'll review new services and software, tell you how to use some of the newest gadgets, provide tips on how to build more accessible and usable websites, and discuss marketing theory with regards to all the new venues that the internet provides us as auctioneers. I have many friends and acquaintances in the auction industry, and I eventually would like to ask many of them to join me to discuss some of the things that they do and the products and services that they use, since I don't have the opportunity to use all of the offerings and products available in a real auction situation. There are many challenges relating auctioneers to technology. The auction profession is a grand, time-honored profession, with many of the greatest auctioneers having never used a computer until very recently. Even those auctioneers who recently began using the internet may have difficulties relating the new benefits it provides to the profession that has continued to serve them well for decades. On the other end of the spectrum, many of the new members of the profession have grown up using computers and already have a solid understanding of technology, but may be looking simply for better ways to use that technology to help them be better auctioneers. I'll try to accommodate all auctioneers on this podcast. The wide range of experiences gives me license to cover just about anything, and indeed I'll be covering some fairly low-hanging fruit at times because I don't feel solid about talking about using a product that I haven't explained in full. However, there will also be episodes where we'll get into some higher-level theory and techniques. As on auctioneertech.com, when I introduce a new term, I'll try to throw out a quick definition or explanation and perhaps include a reference for more information in the show notes or at the end of the podcast. I am not actively soliciting advertising or sponsors for this podcast. While it seems initially that it will be a significant undertaking in both my time and effort, unless it becomes wildly popular, I don't anticipate any out-of-pocket expenses for hardware or bandwidth. I will say that any sponsors I may accept will not be auction vendors. I want there to be no question of impropriety regarding the genuineness of my opinions regarding the topics that we'll cover here. I'm a strong believer in the National Auctioneers Association. While this podcast will cover current events and include some how-to episodes, it is not a replacement for the Auction Technology Specialist designation. If you want a solid understanding on how to generate leads, market assets, conduct auctions, and build your customer community using modern techniques, from coursework written by many of today's leading auctioneers in the field of auction technology, I strongly encourage you to enroll in the Auction Technology Specialist course offered by the NAA. You can find out more about this designation, as well as upcoming class dates and enrollment forms, at the NAA website at www.auctioneers.org. Another great resource for information on auctions from auctioneers is the discussion forum offered by the NAA. It's probably the greatest member benefit, and it's used by hundreds of auctioneers on a regular basis. Now I'd like to provide a little bit about my background. I'm a proud member of the National Auctioneers Association and the Kansas Auctioneers Association. I have received the Certified Auctioneers Institute, Auction Technology Specialist, and Certified Estate Specialist designations from the National Auctioneers Association Educational Institute, and I've been asked to teach for both ATS and CAI. I'm currently serving on the Technology Committee for the NAA. I am a first-generation auctioneer from Sharon, Kansas. I began my career in the auction industry while I was in college at Kansas State University when, in 2001, I started working at Purple Wave Auction Company in Manhattan, Kansas, developing systems to better handle the auction merchandise and our ever-changing inventory. I've been involved with every aspect of the auction business, from setting up on-site estate auctions, to floor manager at our consignment operation, to vice president of the company until the summer of 2007. I'm now VP Technology for Purple Wave Incorporated, and I spend my time building the systems that we're using to scale to multiple locations across the country. Finally, I would like to mention that the views and opinions expressed on this podcast, like those at auctioneertech.com, are mine and mine alone, or those of my guests, and not necessarily those of Purple Wave, the NAA, or the associated firms of guests I may entertain on this show. Well, that's it for episode one. When I sat down to write it, I expected to have trouble coming up with enough content, but it seems that wasn't a problem. Hopefully future episodes will be as verbose. You've been listening to the Auction Podcast from Auctioneer Tech. If you have suggestions, questions, or comments, or are interested in being a guest, please let me know by going to www.auctioneertech.com/feedback and leaving a message. You can also post public comments about this or any other episode, as well as find show transcripts on the Auction Podcast page of auctioneertech.com. Thank you for listening. Now go sell something.